I will be adhering absolutely to the commitment that I gave to the Australian people and to my parliamentary colleagues. This is a difficult day for the Australian Labor Party, it's a difficult day for the Australian government, but I take my word seriously.
Kevin Rudd announcing just a short time ago that he will not challenge Julia Gillard's leadership of the Labor Party. In a surprise turn, there appears to be no other person putting themselves forward, so Julia Gillard will remain leader and Wayne Swan will remain as deputy. But the question is, what does this mean for Gillard's leadership and what does it mean for the election in September? Joining us is our regular correspondent from Canberra, Bernard Keane. Hi, Bernard.
Hi there.
You've been watching this all afternoon, no doubt?
Yes, it's been a bit hard to avoid it. Ever since Simon Crean called that second press conference, it was clear that there was something fairly significant happening, but it's turned into a bit of a fizzer, I'm afraid.
It certainly has. What do you put that down to?
I think, Simon Crean said at the time of his second press conference he had not consulted with Kevin Rudd. Now, I think that's therein lies the issue, because Simon Crean has sought to resolve the issue of Labor's leadership dilemma. He's done that by basically putting his own job on the line and going to the Prime Minister and saying you need to bring on a spill, and saying that he would support Kevin Rudd as deputy. And unfortunately, he doesn't appear to have consulted with Kevin Rudd about that. And Kevin Rudd, the Rudd camp's been caught by surprise. They haven't had time to muster the numbers. It's doubtful whether they actually would have the capacity to muster the numbers anyway. And in the end, Kevin Rudd's decided that rather than risk losing, he's not going to stand. Now, he's cloaked that in the cloth of not wanting to break his word, and that's important as well, because if he is perceived as breaking his word not to challenge Julia Gillard, that will be damaging for him within the party, maybe in the electorate as well, but I suspect it would be more problematic within the party. But really, I think the basic issue is the Rudd camp really did not do anything to build on the core of its numbers, which is about, I don't know, maybe around 35 MPs, maybe 40. But really, Simon Crean was never going to bring enough members to over to the Rudd camp in order to get them over the line.
Basic maths, though, you would have thought, considering that it's been the gossip all week that something was going to happen.
Well, and the gossip all week has been that Rudd doesn't have the numbers. I mean, that's been pretty clear. I think even Joel Fitzgibbon, the loudmouth from the Rudd camp, who according to Rudd insiders has been freelancing without any authorisation from Rudd whatsoever, he's been saying that Rudd didn't have the numbers. So that's been pretty clear all along. I think Simon Crean was hoping that he'd be able to put some momentum behind Kevin Rudd and get him over the line. That simply hasn't happened.
It's all been a horribly embarrassing spectacle, particularly for Labor supporters. Are there any winners?
Well, the big winner is Tony Abbott, of course. I mean, this goes to further demonstrate his point that that the government is a shambles. The government's been absolutely shambolic over the last 2 weeks in relation to its media reform package. It's picked a fight on 457 visas that really demonstrates a willingness to try to exploit xenophobia. And now the leadership issue has blown up again, but blown up in a way without any sort of resolution. It means that really the only person to emerge from this looking good is Tony Abbott. I can't see... Look, the Julia Gillard has been the victim of an incessant wave of speculation from the media about her leadership. It's been going on for a long time. There's been a lot of times it's been continued despite the fact that there is no evidence for it. It's been fueled by polls. It's been fueled by people like Joel Fitzgibbon backgrounding journalists to try and destabilise the Prime Minister. I can't see why that's going to stop. I mean, the destabilisation might stop. Joel Fitzgibbon may no longer be backgrounding people. The Kevin Rudd camp may lay low. But Labor's problem is it's got a very low primary vote and it's got an election in September that it looks like it's going to lose with a landslide. And that's the reason why we're continuing to have leadership speculation. The media can't entirely manufacture it out of whole cloth. There's got to be an ongoing problem. And the ongoing problem for Julia Gillard is that primary vote figure with a 3 in front of it, which means that they're almost certainly going to lose the election, and that's why I don't think we're going to see the end of those immensely annoying leadership stories in the press.
Well, we have to leave it there, Bernard. Thanks for your time today.
My pleasure.
Bernard Keane, who's been watching the spectacle of Labor basically demolish itself this afternoon in Parliament.